End of the blender. Blender.
We're blending.
Episode 10.
How many beers have you had?
Two.
Stop messing with me. You're not missing a thing. You keep going and I'm just showing that I never stop to think.
You're listening to End of the Blender with your hosts, Chooch and Viv.
You can hear us each week discussing topics ranging from co-parenting a blended family to gaming to technology news.
And whatever else catches our fancy this week.
But it really doesn't matter at all. Love is such a reason to fall. And time goes nowhere when you're too careful. Well, my life is insane because you're in it. Sit back and indulge me for a minute. You light the suns in all my worlds. All my worlds. It's hard time you believe in all your pleasures. Cause I've found the key to all your treasures. You're riding out, you're my girl.
Well, hey everybody, this is Viv.
And this is Chooch. Welcome to another episode.
Welcome. So we wanted to talk about our health stuffs.
Yes.
Last time we talked about what our overall goals were. Mm-hmm. And we figured we'd probably just blather on and on about health stuff and make it a really long episode for people. So yeah. We thought we'd talk about that this time because it is kind of an extensive issue for us this time of year. We just want to remind everybody that we're not doctors or medical specialists. This is just stuff that we have picked up along the way through research or reading or, you know, Sister Fran told us or, you know, stuff like that.
So if you overdose on selenium
and
your family finds this, don't sue us.
Don't sue us. We are not doctors. We are not Dr. Chooch and Dr. Viv.
And we don't have money anyways.
Oh, yeah. That would be really... That'd be a sad waste of time on your part.
End disclaimer.
Yes. I guess I'll start off with saying what my health goals are. And they're not just for the year. They're more of that old trying to... That standard old thing where you try to make it a lifestyle, not a temporary thing.
Right.
So with that in mind, my real goals are to address the different things that I have issues with. I have family history of breast cancer from my mother, my grandmother, my great-grandmother.
Yeah.
And I believe, I don't know the exact lineage beyond that. I know that I've got three generations above me with breast cancer.
Right.
And they all passed away from it, from second recurrences of it. So, you know, that's something hanging over my head. My mom did do the genetic testing. She did not, she was not predisposed. She didn't carry those genetic markers. So allegedly my sister and I are in the clear.
Right.
But, you know, I still worry about it.
Of course.
So I want to be healthy the breast cancer route. And my father has, everybody in his family has heart disease.
Right.
He's actually, there's only one or two, I think, still alive out of his brothers of ten, his brothers and sisters. He had like 10 or 11 siblings. There were either 10 or 11 kids total, siblings. And he's one of the only ones left. And they all died of heart problems. And he has diabetes now, but it's type 2, which is food, you know, the kind that you give yourself from poor diet and poor exercise. And then my sister has thyroid problems. And so I worry about the cancer. I worry about the heart problems. And I worry about blood sugar. And so I have to stay on top of that stuff. And so I try to modify my eating and all that stuff for that.
Yeah.
And you don't have any
family
history stuff like that, do you?
No, my father's side has always been very long-lived. My grandmother,
who
was full-blood Cherokee, she died at 97.
Amazing.
And I don't really know beyond that, other than my dad's still in really good health and he's getting up there.
Yeah. And his sisters too.
And his,
both of his sisters.
Yeah. My mom's side, actually, they've all been very long lived other than the men. My grandmother. My grandmother was married, I believe, 6 times.
Wow.
And they all died of heart attacks.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. She died, she was in her 80s.
Wow.
And she smoked non-filtered cigarettes her entire life and a fifth of bourbon every day for the last 60 years of her life.
Ay, caramba.
But my mother has...
She's got some health problems.
She's been overweight, very, very overweight for a long time. She has high blood pressure, which is, and really everything else is due to the weight. Yeah. She's had really high blood pressure and some other problems.
Right. But she's been working on the weight.
Absolutely. Yeah. And my brothers and sisters, my brother has cancer now, and he had, I don't remember the name of it. It's one of those weird, funny, long names, but it's an extremely, extremely rare type of cancer that's very aggressive.
Yeah.
And it started in his abdomen and grew, and they cut that out, and it moved into his lungs, and they cut that out, and it's come back, and they said it's absolutely terminal, and he will likely die in the next year. And
but so, he's healthy now, and he's getting lots of time with his family and all that stuff.
But that's in the back of my head now. Absolutely. Okay, well, he has it, so... That means I could have it, even though it's such a rare thing and it's probably not a generic type of cancer. I can't help but generic. Wow. I just can't help to think.
Yeah.
You know.
I come know. On. I know.
So, but in general, everybody's been. And so my problem is eating and my weight.
Yeah.
And other than that, I think genetically, I'm in pretty good shape.
Right. Well, and then of course the screenings, the disease screenings, like, I'm now at a point where they do mammograms on me. Woo-ha.
Yeah.
And the testing, they do all the usual blood work and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So it's just to stay on top of that. And I've been having dizzy spells for more years than I can count, since like I was a teenager.
Yeah.
They've never been able to diagnose anything wrong with my blood sugar, but I notice things with my blood sugar.
Right.
And if I don't eat, I get really sick. And if I eat every couple of hours, keep some kind of fuel coming in that's not pure carb, then I'm okay. It's when I don't eat, I get shaky, I get kind of sick, I get headaches. And so I know there's something going on blood sugar. I mean, I'm not a doctor, but that's what I think. So I watch that closely too. And I think that, you know, well, as far as a healthy diet, we are primarily healthy. We do occasionally stupid things.
Yeah.
But primarily we're healthy. We keep healthy stuff in the house. We don't go out and buy potato chips unless we're having a party. We don't buy regular full fat hot dogs. We buy the light lean meats. We buy a lot of chicken. Mm-hmm. A lot of the cooking that I do for us is meatless.
Yep.
So they're not vegetarian, but there's no meat per se in it.
Right.
Just to try and keep the fat and everything like that down. And I think
you do pretty good there. I stress eat. When I get really stressed out, when things change in my environment.
We both do.
I go for things that comfort me.
Yeah.
I hit Taco Bell and I eat chocolate.
And you know what? You and I both feed each other that tendency. Yeah. If you're having a bad day and I'm being strong, I'm not able to pull you up to me because I'm too busy crumbling to where you are and then going into the food trap.
Well, we
bring each other down.
Console each other and like, come on, baby, screw it. Let's go
We want to
treat ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why we are where we are now.
Yeah. So this is the real challenge going on a business trip, because that's what always destroys my diets is I'm stressed with traveling. And then being in that external environment.
Yeah.
We always end up going to lots of dinners with everybody from work. And I always end up blowing the diet and blowing the exercise and everything on that. And then when I come back, it takes a couple weeks because I'm still in this kind of mindset of screw it. I, messed up that week. And so
what's one more day?
Yeah. What's one more day? And then I'll fix it next month or whatever. So I'm paying extra strict attention, and it's a good thing this early in the year where I've committed myself.
Yeah. And you're so focused.
I think this will help carry me through.
Absolutely. And, you know, when you're staying in a hotel, you don't have that, well, I'm kind of hungry, but I know there's healthy stuff at home. So I'll just wait till I get home and eat.
Yeah.
There's no home. I mean, you're in a hotel and you're stuck with whatever you can find.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And I think one thing that messed us up diet-wise was both you and I did Atkins.
Yeah.
And I really feel, and I have no proof, I have no documentation, I've done no research, but I can tell you that I think it screwed up my blood metabolism, my blood chemistry, to the point where I have trouble losing weight. And it's like, it almost feels like the only way now that I can lose weight is by going low or no carb.
Yeah.
And I've determined that for me, that does not work.
Mm.
So not for long term.
Right. For me, weight wise, it really dropped the pounds and all that. But having those rich protein foods
right.
and taking the fats that right. came with it that Dr. Atkins allows you. And
well, but we even switched from Atkins to South Beach.
Right.
Yeah.
But so, and mostly is the protein, but both when I tried Atkins and when I tried South Beach, staying away from the fats, but just the really high protein, yeah. both times I developed gout in one of my
that
ankles.
Was awful. And it was so painful for you. Yeah. You can't do that again.
That's not fun.
And neither of those diets, South Beach is more, but it's still somewhat restrictive on the grains and the fibers mm-hmm. and stuff. Mm-hmm. There's certain things you're allowed and a lot of things you're not, which makes sense from a glycemic standpoint.
Right.
But all of the research I've ever done on cancer fighting, which is huge to me.
Well,
it
yeah.
is. I've got three known generations, mm-hmm. multiple family members with breast cancer along my maternal line. So cancer looms huge in my life. That and heart disease and blood sugar, all of those things, well, not so much the blood sugar, but the other two things tell me that I need fiber. Mm-hmm. Everything I've ever read says increase your fiber, lower your fat, increase your fiber.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's whole grains, that's veggies, that's fruit. And the stuff that I like is a lot of stuff that is forbidden. So
right.
I can't survive on a diet of food that I don't like to eat, or I only have three of anything that I like.
Right.
So, you know, I tried to do Weight Watchers after South Beach, and I couldn't lose weight on it. Now, with Atkins, I didn't really lose pounds.
Mm-hmm.
My big weight loss, I had actually lost down to about 60 pounds below what I was.
Mm-hmm.
I lost down 60 pounds, and I did 45 or 50 pounds of that just by eating less, cutting mm-hmm. out sodas, eating healthier, and exercising twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
And then my mother, my sister, my brother, his family, everybody I knew went on Atkins, and they were having this dramatic, like, fat loss.
Right.
So I jumped on the bandwagon like a lot of suckers, and I lost sizes, but I didn't lose any pounds.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. And my cholesterol went up, which is when I switched to South Beach. Yeah, my
cholesterol went through the roof.
Right.
Too.
And that's when you went on the cholesterol medicine.
Yeah.
So that's when we switched to South Beach. And then I was still not able to completely manage my cholesterol the way the doctor liked. So it was like, forget it. I just don't have the discipline to do pure South Beach without throwing in the extra Atkins fat. So I went and tried to do Weight Watchers, and I didn't lose anything. I mm-hmm. was unable to lose weight, no matter how religious I was at the points.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, I lost all my motivation on that. It's either, okay, well, I can either have high cholesterol and less fat,
right.
but weigh the exact same. You know, and at the time, I used to say, well, it's not like I wear my weight on my shirt, but it does kind of weigh on you when those yeah. scales don't move and you're trying so hard.
Yeah.
So we've kind of thrown out the window any traditional structured formula diet, and mm-hmm. we've just gone with what we've researched over the years and found high fiber, whole mm-hmm. grain fiber, not the whites, not the white potatoes,
right.
but the whole grain stuff. And the least amount of processing, the better.
Mm-hmm.
Low fat, but also low sugar, because unfortunately, when they make something low fat, they pump it full of sugar or salt to increase the flavor since the fat's gone.
Yeah.
And another thing that I'm doing to try and make sure everything's in balance is the supplements, as I'm taking vitamins and supplements. And I take a one a day for women, and I take selenium, which actually kind of does a couple of different things.
Mm-hmm.
It is an antioxidant, and it helps the body to fight cancer, heart disease, and it also aids in depression. Now, the recommended daily allowance for men is 75 micrograms. And for women, it's 60 micrograms. And one article that I read shows that in the traditional diet, women are typically 20 micrograms below the recommended daily allowance.
Wow.
They allude to it being one of the reasons why there's such problems with depression and why so many people are on mood elevators
mm-hmm.
and why we've got such a, you know, amazing amount of people with heart problems and cancer.
Right.
So I've introduced that into my diet. And then, of course, Oh, that was another thing I forgot. I also take the Viactive calcium supplements, which also have, it has like 50% of your daily requirement of calcium, but it also has vitamin D and vitamin K because those are needed to help your body absorb the calcium. Mm-hmm. So I take that and I need the calcium because everybody needs calcium. But my mother had osteoporosis and my brother has osteoporosis to the mm-hmm. point where he's having to take medication yeah. to help him with that. So that's on my list for health screenings is to get a bone scan.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, it runs in the family too, apparently. And then the other supplement that I take is actually green tea extract, which it fights free radicals. It inhibits the growth of cancer cells. It's a rich source of EGCG, that's the antioxidant. And it's over 200 times more potent than vitamin E in wow. fighting free radicals and pro-oxidants. Mm-hmm. And that's just, like, basically prevents cancer growth. It also protects against digestive and respiratory infections, blocks the actions of carcinogens, which promote cancer, and is antibacterial, meaning if you were to drink the green tea, it actually provides you some benefit in your mouth.
Okay.
The bacteria growth there can actually help you with gum disease and stuff.
Okay.
I take pills. I don't do the green tea.
Anti-bad bacteria? Because I know there's lots of good bacteria
no,
in your stomach.
It's anti-bad bacterial.
Okay.
So it promotes mouth health.
See, here that's one of the problems with, you know, over-prescription of antibiotics is that it kills the good bacteria that you need to be healthy.
And this is fighting the bad bacteria. Mm-hmm. And it also helps to lower cholesterol levels, which I need all of that.
Okay, we're going to play a promo real quick.
Cool.
And be right back.
Nice. Never let me be.
Hi, I'm a Mer.
And I'm a JC.
Hey, I'm a JC too. Over here.
What the heck?
You know, we got really tired of you one-upping us in the last promo, so we cloned ourselves.
Yeah, that's right, clone. Ha ha.
Oh, that's original. Ow.
Ha ha, see, you can't geek-foo us with your sarcasm. Not all seven of us at the same time.
Yeah,
anyway.
Look at us, seven JCs right
clone,
over
clone,
here.
Clone, 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 clone.
Carbon
clone.
Copies of the JC, baby.
Oh, please.
Ha.
Oh.
Give it up, Lafferty. I'm the superior podcaster.
Yeah, well, I'm superior, too.
I thought I was the superior podcaster.
Everyone knows that I'm superior.
JC, if you have access to all the weird stuff in your books, then I have access as well.
So?
Ow! Do you remember that my book is about gods?
Oh, crap.
Download the Seventh Son Trilogy and the Heaven series and look for Playing for Keeps there in November at patiobooks.com.
Come to me when I want to be there and hold you for my own. But it really doesn't.
And we're back.
Yay. Cool promo. The supplements you're taking, are you taking, you're taking the one a day for men when you remember?
There's a one, yeah. One a day for men and then the omega-3 fatty acid.
And I need to start taking those too. I always forget because you keep them in a different place where I keep mine.
Right.
So we need to merge somehow.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Because then you could be taking the other stuff that I take too.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, exercise.
Mm-hmm.
We've both started a plan of exercise.
Yeah.
And for me, I have to start no matter what else I'm doing because I'm trying to alternate the other stuff I'm doing. But I have to do my core strengthening exercises that I got from a physical therapist to strengthen my core muscles, my stomach muscles, my side muscles.
Which is all support of your back.
Right. Because your back muscles really aren't strong enough to support you. You're supposed to have all the other muscles around you strong enough to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't. So that's something that I have to work on again is to strengthen that to relieve the back soreness, to give me that more freedom. And I was joking the other day about, well, I need to work on my arm strength because I realized that I kind of have arms like a Tyrannosaurus Rex that, you know, I've got these leg muscles and I can, you know, do the bike for a long time. I can do treadmill for a long time. I can walk far distances. I'm okay with that. But my arms are piddly weak in comparison. They're like weak little Tyrannosaurus Rex arms. So I'm working on my arm strength and we've got the weight machine system for that. So I'm not doing anything else on there except for arms and then cardio.
Mm-hmm.
Cardio is the main focus for me. Cardio and building muscle strength, of course, in my arms. That one's especially important because that gets your body to where it can manage the everyday stresses. And it also strengthens your heart and your respiratory system, which is not a newsflash. Everybody really knows what that does. It keeps your heart healthy and functioning.
Yeah.
And it's also the only way that your body can produce the healthy cholesterol. Mm-hmm. That's not something that gets generated any other way. So when they talk about you need to raise your good cholesterol and lower your bad cholesterol, really the way you raise your good cholesterol is by exercise. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry to hear it. And it also will give me the endurance to do those things I want to do. So let's say I get my back healthy and I can go skiing.
Right.
What if I can't huff and puff my way, you know, out of the little ski lodge over to the lift to get up to the top of the hill. So, and I know that you're working on similar exercise plan.
Yeah, I've been focusing on all cardio for now. So doing the bike and doing the elliptical machine.
Right.
And then I'm going to start adding in some weight training and, walking.
Yeah. Well, we've had a snap of really nice weather. So I've been alternating between the recumbent bike and we have a recumbent bike, an elliptical machine, and we have like this weight system, this mm-hmm. big monstrosity weight system. And so I was doing the bike and then going for walks, mm-hmm. really enjoying the walks. I mean, it's January. It was 70 degrees. I went for a walk. It was awesome.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to vary my workouts so that I don't get bored with them. And then, I mean, I guess the big thing for me is, like I said before, you don't wear a shirt that has your weight, that number printed across the front.
Right.
Nobody knows that number but you and your doctor.
Mm-hmm.
So that is really unimportant to me. The important thing to me is that, you know, I care about my health and being not just living a long time, but living healthily. I don't want to be in a wheelchair. I don't want to be trapped and have to have people carry me around and take care of me. Mm-hmm. I want to be up and mobile and taking care of myself and chasing my grandkids and chasing my great grandkids, God willing. And secondary is, it's how I look, but I don't care how I look to other people other than you and our family.
Right.
I don't want to embarrass anybody, but I really don't care about that. I care about how I think I look. When I don't say I want to weigh 105. I don't care what I weigh. I mm-hmm. have a size that I want to get to, and that's when I think I'll be comfortable with myself.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have a magic number, or are you just worried focusing more on the health too?
I do have a magic number. I've been looking at the official body mass index and
the BMI,
these different calculations and things. Yeah. So I've got two primary goals.
Yeah.
So one is to hit the 200 pound mark, and then one is to go below that to, I think the ideal was 175.
Yeah.
Which will obviously take a lot longer. As you get closer to your target weight, it takes longer to get there. But that's okay.
Yeah.
And so I'm using those are the goals. That's what I'm moving towards. And, you know, ultimately all I'm looking for is to not get so winded when I'm playing with the kids and we're wrestling and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to be
just to build up that endurance.
I don't want to be kind of worn out and tired all the time.
Yeah.
Those are the immediate things I'm looking for, but I still do have those numbers in my head from what the traditional says I should be at.
Yeah.
And it might change after a while.
And I did take one of my college classes was fitness and wellness, where we examined all of those things. So I know how to calculate all that stuff, and mm-hmm. we can do all those numbers and everything for you. I know my goals are more focused on the cardio performance.
Mm-hmm.
And the flexibility and all of those things that I think I'm really lacking in. And I just, to me, the rest of it will come. When I build up my muscular strength, when I build up my cardio strength and my flexibility,
mm-hmm.
my body will burn calories more efficiently and I'll feel better and I won't want to lay around and, you know, not do anything. Because that's the benefit I've been seeing so far is that, you know, today's Friday and we started Monday with this really intense program. I worked out 4 days out of five, and every day that I worked out, mm-hmm. I felt great. Yeah. I mean, it really does help to manage your stress. It really does release that chemical that gives you a better sense of being able to handle things and to not get stressed as much.
Yeah.
More energy and all of that kind of stuff. So my hard thing is to get it in the morning. Mm-hmm. I get the biggest benefit in the morning, and if I don't get it in the morning, then I'm just kind of deflating all day long.
Right.
So it's going to be interesting to see how I can keep that going.
Yeah.
When school starts, but.
And we've got another big motivator.
Yeah.
We've bought within a social network.
Yeah.
That we belong to.
Yeah.
There's a big group of people that are, a lot of them are podcasters, but everybody is are creative people.
Right.
And, not necessarily writers, but predominant, there's a lot of writers and podcasters and, loosely referred to as our tribe. And we've, one of the members started a forum where we can all come together and talk about our weight loss goals.
Yeah. Or health goals.
Health goals. No, some people have already reached their target weight.
And they just want to maintain.
Mm-hmm. They're maintaining and they're kind of motivating us, telling us, you know, what helped them get there.
And posting before and after pictures.
Yeah.
Which is a huge motivation.
So there's like, what, almost 24 people now.
We've got 24 last count.
And that's a huge motivator to have other people. And even though they have such various different goals,
right?
It's this sharing of information.
Yeah.
And
motivation.
And motivation.
Yeah.
A lot through the Twitter network.
Yeah.
Where everybody will tweet, you know, when they complete a workout or something.
Yeah.
And you've got people there cheering you on.
Yep. And it's an accountability.
Mm-hmm,
I've never done, like, my sister's done Weight Watchers.
Mm-hmm.
And she has always tried, well, she used to try to get me to go, and I just wouldn't. I didn't want that community setting. I didn't want that social aspect of it. Because I am so unhappy with, you know, the fact that I'm not in the shape that I should be in.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I never went for the social aspect of it. And so this being my first interaction with people on something like this has been phenomenal. They're just such wonderful and welcoming people. And we've got a sharing of information and it's just all really good stuff.
And there's something about kind of committing to the universe when you put it on a blog or you put it online that
the accountability.
This is my goal and I'm going to start doing this. Yep. Then,
and posting when you're working out and how your food how food is going. And
if you miss a workout or something, it's not a shameful thing because it happens to everybody.
Absolutely.
Everybody is very encouraging, like, you know, you're going to make up for it or can commiserate around it. So,
And even people saying that you should not work out every day, you have to give your body a rest, which is why when circumstances led to me not being able to work out yesterday, instead of beating myself up and feeling like I had just ruined the week and I may as well just take off the rest of the weekend and start again on Monday.
Right.
That's what the old Viv would have said. Mm-hmm. This Viv looked at the information that was out there, looked at the motivation and the encouragement that I had from you and from the kids and from them, and was like, no, taking one day off, that's okay.
Yep.
Start again tomorrow.
Yeah.
And so that, I mean, that in itself is great. And it's like with you going on your business trip,
right.
Instead of thinking, you know, if you are in a situation where you have no choice and your blood sugar's low and you need to eat something and you're trapped at some situation where there's nothing healthy and you break down and you grab a donut, that's not it for the day.
Right.
You didn't blow the day.
Yeah.
You had to eat something in a situation, or you decided, you know what? I really want that donut. There's an apple next to it, but I want that donut. You're not blowing the day. You can balance that later in the day by leaving the dressing off of your salad or cutting back on a bread serving or something like that, whatever system you're using.
Right.
You can always make that balance and it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's a huge like breakthrough for me because it was always like, well, we went out for Mexican at lunch, and so I blew the whole day, so I may as well have whatever I want for dinner and dessert. And while I blew yesterday, I may as well blow tomorrow, too. You know, it's just like this whole of like snowball effect.
Yeah.
Coming down that mountain and just ruining everything in its path. So I think you'll be fine on your trip. You're more motivated than I've ever seen you, and it's just awesome. So if you have any suggestions for how we are totally off base on either our health information or our diet ideas or our exercise, give us a call before we like injure ourselves or cause like long-term damage. You can call us at 413-669-4720 or
write an email to intotheblender@gmail.com or leave a comment on the website. At intotheblender.com.
Not at intotheblender.com, but just...
on intotheblender.com.
Pause.
At www.intotheblender.com.
There you go. I don't want people going to at intotheblender.com.
True.
Although, these are some pretty sophisticated folks. I don't think they'd do that. No.
No. Good point.
And if all works out like we planned, we will have our super secret special guest on the next episode for a segment of something that's very dear to our hearts.
Woot.
So make sure you tune in next time. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Have a great week. We'll talk to you soon.
My life is insane because you're in it. Just sit back and indulge me for a minute. You light the suns in all my worlds. All my world. It's hard time you believe.
Thanks for listening to Into the Blender.
You can find information, comment on episodes, and subscribe to the podcast at intotheblender.com.
You can send us email to feedback@intotheblender.com.
This podcast is released under a Creative Commons, non-commercial, no derivatives 3.0 license.
You are free to make copies and share this podcast to your heart's content.
Just not modify or make money from it.
Rachel.
Sally.